There are worrying findings for Australia's craft and independent brewing industry, with a new survey revealing workers are frequently harassed and abused. And a group of female industry leaders is now trying to confront the problem. Here's National Regional Reporter Jeremy Story Carter.
How's the Sunset Brewer going?
Yeah, it's good. All in.
At her brewery in the inner west Melbourne suburb of Spotswood, Jane Lewis is firmly in charge.
Yeah, what's on for the rest of the afternoon?
Setting up the canning line, getting it COP'd for canning tomorrow's, canning 600 cases of Sunset.
The co-founder of Australia's first female-owned brewery, Two Birds, is one of the success stories of the local industry. But when it comes to the experiences of other women in the male-dominated beer scene, Jane Lewis has heard just about everything.
From as simple as going into a bar and being treated like you don't know what you're talking about, through to, obviously, the worst things that you can imagine.
A group of female beer industry leaders calling themselves Beer Agents for Change has surveyed workers. 220 responded, 38% saying they'd been abused or harassed at work. Of these, 90% were women. Tiffany Waldron is part of Beer Agents for Change.
We knew that anecdotally there was an issue, but that we probably needed to hold a mirror up to the industry and show everybody what it really looks like from the outside and from the inside.
It's confronting for the multi-billion dollar craft and independent sector, which often trumpets its progressive values. Kiralee Waldhorn is a beer judge, writer and educator.
When people have tried to raise these issues within their businesses, they haven't been heard. A lot of these businesses are very small businesses, so they haven't, you know, got that corporate support and structure that, you know, some of the bigger businesses do. So I think there's definitely a lack of understanding in terms of how to actually tackle these issues in a more formalised way.
The Independent Brewers Association recently released a mandatory code of conduct for its over 500 members, which states they can have their membership cancelled if they don't uphold a central set of values and practices. Kylie Lethbridge is the CEO.
The code, I guess, gives us a mechanism to be able to say your behaviour or the way that your business is operating is not in line with our core values. And if those core values are still not being upheld, then maybe there's not a place for them in our family anymore.
The association will also soon roll out resources to help brewers respond to harassment and inappropriate behaviour. For Two Birds Brewing founder Jane Lewis, the moment of reckoning for the local beer scene has arrived.
I think there is so much reluctance. I mean, you're having a beer, you're just hanging out, you want to have a good time, you don't necessarily want to be, you know, you don't want to be the downer, but I believe in this scenario, it's not on the women. We've been uncomfortable for so long that having the conversation that may make you feel uncomfortable, it's your turn to be uncomfortable.
Brewer Jane Lewis, ending that report from Jeremy Story Carter.